Aircheckdownloads.com.
I love singing along with them, don't you? Especially when they haven't got any words, which means I don't have to remember any. I love those la-las. I think it must be Saturday night that's doing it to me. The horse with no name, that was, from America on Gem AM. Saturday night, I'm Steve Merrick. And if you've just tuned in, how wonderful it is that your radio works.
With the Hitachi washing machine.
24 hours, you're looking lovely, and thank you. 14 minutes past 11 o'clock, Saturday night, Gem AM.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
I love it. I've got to be honest, you know, I think that's an absolutely splendid idea. Move in a little closer. I didn't realise they were going to sing it again, after I wouldn't have said anything. Harmony grass. Oh. In the days when harmony really was. It's 20 minutes past 11 o'clock. If you've been over the road a bit to Donington Park and you've enjoyed yourself and you've now only got half an ear, welcome to some proper music. No doubt about it, you know, you've got to admit it. We really know how to dig them out. In fact, we've been digging them out so much just recently, we're buying a new shovel. That's going to be a turn-up for the book. In fact, all the wireless presenters here at Gem AM are going to get down to the local hardware store so we can all choose the shovel together. It's a new management policy. It's 26 minutes past 11 o'clock. I like that. It's the Four Seasons. It's called Opus 17. Did you know that? Nah. Nor did I. In brackets, it's called Don't Worry. But I must say that every time I see the phrase Four Seasons, I don't think of them. I think of Nigel Where's Me Fiddle Kennedy. Because he certainly knows how to cop a good one on the four strings. There's no doubt of that. And what John Shaw was saying in his review of Nigel Kennedy's marvellous concert at the Royal Concert Hall here in Nottingham, a couple of months, superb. He was right about one thing, though. I couldn't bear the lights all over the place, getting in the eyes. And it seems his as well, which is why he was gyrating all over the place, I think. Oh, you're like this. Michael Jackson. And we're almost there. I can vouch for that. .30 almost on the dot from Gem AM, 9.45, 9.99 and 12.60 kilohertz. And that's a nice one to pop into bye-byes with, I think, that one, isn't it? That'll really get you going off nicely tonight, there's no doubt of it. It's got the rhythm, though, you've got to admit, Saturday night rhythm, without doubt. Michael Jackson. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. We're almost there, that's called. I'll play that one for my good friend Jeff, who at the moment is back in hospital. Let's hope not for too long, eh, Jeff? Have you noticed when the weather is... they always have this nice jolly jingle to lull you into a false sense of Gem AM. Well, dry at first tonight, it says, but cloud increasing and thickening to bring patchy light rain and drizzle to most parts by the morning. Dear God, thank you. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy. Outbreaks of rain, which are going to become heavy and persistent throughout the morning. Dear God, thank you again. The rain will become lighter and more patchy in the afternoon. Anyway, it's going to remain rather cloudy all round. Southwesterly winds, of course, increasing to moderate or fresh. The overnight temperature at 11. That's 52 in the big ones. And the high on Sunday at 1864. Gosh. So I have to get my bathing costume out again. The outlook for Monday, breezy with sunny intervals and blustery showers. You'd believe it, wouldn't you? Today, when I was going to go flying today, and I didn't, because I thought, oh, weather's going to be awful. And it was wonderful. Monday now, when I've booked up, breezy, sunny intervals and blustery showers. I think I've heard it all now. back in 1964, when I was somewhat younger than I am today, Billy J. Kramer was even older than I am. This is Trains and Boats and Planes. Honestly, chums, I swear to you, honestly, across my heart, I haven't had a drop to drink all night. But suddenly when I was listening to that, I had this sudden vision of Carmen Miranda. She was in all those films, and somehow she always managed to wear the bowl of fruit on her head. I don't know how she managed it, but honestly, I think it's either the coffee, which I've been made, which is exceedingly nice. It's either that or he's popped something into it, which I shouldn't tell you about. It's 25 minutes to midnight on Gem AM, and it's good to have your company, to be honest, I must say. Billy J. Kramer, with or without his decoders, but certainly with his violins and trains and boats and planes. Well, I must say, I hope if I do, I won't feel quite as miserable as they seem to do, the Letterman there, chums. When I fall in love. It's when you hear songs like that that you can realise why we're on the AM band at 23 minutes to 12 midnight like this. Chicago, always one of my favourite tunes. Ever since 1969, when their first tune came out, 25 or 6 to 4, and a good couple of songs from them since. This is one from 72. It's called Saturday in the Park. I've been trying to get the old brain to work while that's been on, you know. There's one song from theirs which is my all-time favourite. It's my all-time favourite because I only discovered it about 3 weeks ago on a piece of tape which I found. Now, I don't know what it's called, and this is where I hope you're going to give me a bit of a hand, chum. Or chumesses, whichever the case may be. Some of the words are, if she would have been faithful, then I would not have found true love. I would have missed out on you. I would have missed out on love. So if you've got any idea what that's called, I know it's by Chicago, but that's about it. I'd be jolly grateful if you give me a call on the usual telephone number. Now, that's, I say that because, quite frankly, I can't remember what it is. But at least I'm honest, you've got to admit. Gem AM, it's nice to have your company tonight. I'm Steve Merrick.
How do you do it, baby? Do what you do. Can't you see, baby? Yeah. Well,
How Do You Do It by a band who call themselves The Impossibles. I would have thought that, quite honestly, they would have answered the question for themselves. Now, it's 16 minutes to 12 o'clock. I'm totally overwhelmed, I must be honest, with your response to me not knowing what that Chicago song that I was trying to work out was. And so many of you rang in with exactly the same answer. I suppose it really must be the same answer. That answer being, if she had been faithful. Now you can see why I'm here and you're listening.
You know, I'd love to tell you that in the Sunday Sport this Sunday, we flabbergasting photos of the world's two biggest women.
Old prices for new. Old prices for new.
I bet you really love the Rolling Stones, don't you? Oh, great. Here's Cliff Richard. No, lads, no, please. Now, look, if I promise people a Cliff Richard is what they want. They do not want to hear whatever was happening 25 years ago on the telly. What they want is Cliff Richard. So let's try that again, can we? From the top, lads, because we've got to get it right. Well, I expect you like Cliff Richard. Oh, good. Here's the Rolling Stones. That's one of the good things about Gem AM, isn't it, eh? It comes as much of a surprise to the wireless presenters as it does to the wireless listeners. I didn't think we were going to hear that one tonight. I didn't think we'd get to it. Elvis Presley, that's Return to Sender. And I'll dedicate that one tonight to Dave from Pat. It was anniversary day yesterday, so you get all this for free. You don't pay. Happy anniversary to you, Dave, from Pratt. Happy anniversary to you, Dave, from Pat. Who would I do there? Anyway, happy anniversary to you, Dave, from Pat. Happy anniversary to you. And by gosh, if they're not looking forward to the next one as well. Well, that's managed to take us up to very nearly 4 minutes to midnight. And George Allison. I don't know about you, you know, but I couldn't believe that was from 1971. It's incredible. Such a long time ago as well. The awful thing is I remember it. George Harrison, and that's his song called What Is Life? And frankly, who can blame him? I know Paul McCartney gets all the accolades, but George Harrison and John Lennon wrote some pretty good songs. There's no doubt about that, didn't they? Across the Great East Midlands on 945, 999 and 1260 kilohertz. Gem AM.
Gem AM.
The midnight news. This is Ruth Hill. There have been two major developments in the Gulf crisis.
Aircheckdownloads.com.